Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. When I began Mormonism Research Ministry back in 1979, I certainly had no grand illusions that what I was doing was anything but controversial. Certainly when you speak about someone's religious faith, you can't help but know that you are treading on a very tender area of a person's life, and certainly you want to treat that tender area with as much respect as possible. Still, you have to raise issues that will hopefully get the person to think about the possible error that they happen to believe in. There's no way that you can get around this. And I've heard many Mormons tell me, well, why don't you just preach what you believe instead of going after what we believe? And the fact is I can say what I believe, and it would not have any effect whatsoever unless at some point in the conversation I address what the Mormon might think about what I believe. I can use the same terms, and oftentimes as Christians when talking to our LDS friends, we do use the same terms, but if I have to stop and ask them what they think about the term I'm using, or how do they define the term I'm using, am I now going into the realm of controversy? Of course I am, because I'm asking what their position is on this, and this is absolutely essential if we are going to communicate. And I don't think even a lot of Christians, Eric, really understand this, because for some reason, despite the fact that Christianity is born out of controversy, the gospel is controversial, the gospel is offensive, a lot of Christians have this idea that we, as Christ followers, should not bring up things that may upset someone else.
Jesus said that we're supposed to be salt and we're supposed to be light. And when you bring in light to a situation where somebody doesn't like that very much, it's going to cause problems. But the Bible says that we're to speak the truth in love. And that's not always going to be accepted by people in an age that is all about political correctness. Everybody is equal in everybody's sight, and unfortunately, we live in a society that shies away from any kind of controversy when I think it's important. Some of the best teachers I've ever had were the ones who were very positive to me, but also showed me where I was wrong when I was a softball coach. For me to only point out their good skills without saying, okay, you could do this better, that wasn't going to help them unless I gave them a full rounded approach. And I think in a church, we want our pastor to be able to speak the truth in the pulpit. And as Christians, many of them don't want to say anything that might be considered offensive, especially in a culture where we live in Utah. We live in a place where if you speak your mind about something, somebody's going to find offense to it and it's going to upset somebody.
You mentioned political correctness. I have said more than once to people that if there's one thing I hate, and I say that with a capital H, I hate political correctness. One of the reasons why I hate political correctness is because it compels you to be less than honest than you need to be when talking about certain subjects. Now, Christians have historically set those fears aside to say what needs to be said. But I can guarantee you that as we go on in the culture in which we live, not just in Utah, but in the United States, there's going to be less and less freedom in order to say these things without the serious repercussions and accusations that follow it.
Listen, do you want to have a doctor who finds out that you have cancer, but because he doesn't want to offend you, he doesn't want to rock your boat, he just says, you know what, here, have a placebo and call me next year? No, the thing you want that doctor to tell you is the truth. And if you have cancer, then let's see how we can eradicate it. What can we do together so that we can get into a position of being able to beat that disease?
J.C. Ryle, if you've listened to this show for any amount of time, know that I'm a great fan of J.C. Ryle. He was an Anglican bishop back in the 19th century. He lived from 1816 to 1900. He said this. He said, "Controversy is seldom popular. Most men like a quiet life in religion. They dislike anything like strife, trouble, contest, and exertion. They will give up much for the specious pretext of securing peace. They are apt to forget that peace, procured at the expense of truth, is not worth having." Hmm. He also said, "Never let us be guilty of sacrificing any portion of truth on the altar of peace." And I think that really explains why we do what we do at MRM, because we feel that we do have the truth. The Mormon feels that he has the truth. Obviously, that would sound like we're at an impasse. What do we do from that point? Well, your truth is your truth and my truth is my truth. Now, we know that's nonsensical, even though a lot of people say things like that. That makes no sense whatsoever, because two points that are diametrically opposed to each other cannot both be true, because only one, or maybe neither of them, are going to conform to reality. So that idea of your truth is your truth and my truth is silly. So that certainly doesn't hold any water with us. But we do feel that what we have, as far as gospel truth, is worth telling people. If I have this faith that's worth believing, it better be worth defending. And this is why we challenge our LDS friends, and not just LDS friends. If we have those that we come in contact with who certainly do not believe in the Christian view of the gospel, we would want to talk to them as well. But we do live in this culture, which is a Mormon culture. Naturally, because we do what we do, we are looked upon as being controversial and being negative.
Well, recently, Bill, I had a Mormon friend of mine bring up the issue of us being on the radio. He said, "Everybody on the other shows are positive about the Bible and teaching positive things, and yet our show is the negative show, where we are criticizing other people, and it seems to be a blight on the Christian radio station that we're on." How do we respond to something like that?
Well, of course, what we are going to be saying about the Mormon faith, and we are critical, we admit that, we are critical, but because we're saying things that probably most Latter-day Saints don't want to hear, which I think tells them that something's wrong here. I mean, if they liked what we were saying, then what's the controversy? But they hear what we're saying, and they find it troubling that we're saying the things that we're saying. I think the first question that you have to ask is, well, what is it that we are saying that you are finding troubling? Are we saying derogatory things about the Mormon people? No, we're not. I think many times we try very hard to express our genuine concern and compassion for the LDS people, for the people that they are. But we certainly do disagree with the concept of Mormonism, the philosophy of Mormonism. That's where we direct our attention.
And that's important point you're making, the ism we're going after. And when you understand, if you're a Latter-day Saint and have listened to us for any amount of time, we are trying to speak the truth in love. We're trying to do what Peter says in 1 Peter 3, to do this in gentleness and respect. But we're trying to be like that doctor who it has bad news. I mean, the gospel starts with bad news, that you're a sinner and yes, are destined for eternity without God. That's bad news, but gospel literally means good news. And there's a way out of that with the relationship with Jesus. And we have something to offer. So I hope if you're a Latter-day Saint, you don't hear us as being negative when we're only one portion of a radio station's day. A Christian radio station certainly has many positive, if you want to call it, programs. But I think our show is also positive because we're going to deal with issues like the cancer issue that may not get talked about very often, but there's a time and a place for everything. And there are people who listen to the show purposely. They tune in at the particular time the show is on because they want to hear what we have to say. Maybe they're Latter-day Saint, or maybe they've recently come out, or maybe they just want to learn more. And so we're hoping that we're stretching them, their vocabulary, their understanding, ability for them to ask questions of their Latter-day Saint friends so they can be more effective in their witness.
I cannot even begin to count how many people I have had come up to me personally or through email or on the phone to express their appreciation to us for what we do at MRM, because it challenged them as a Latter-day Saint, they came to realize that what we were saying is true when we are citing Mormon sources. And see, that's the interesting part. A Mormon who says, well, you're so negative. Wait a minute. What are we saying? We're quoting from your material. If that is negative to you, then that's your problem. We are merely citing Mormon resources. If the Mormon finds that troubling, why does he find it troubling? Is it because we're misquoting the source? No. It may be because they don't want the general public to know what we know and what we are saying, because it makes the Mormon faith look badly. If it makes the Mormon faith look bad, shouldn't it look bad then? I mean, if a Mormon seems to come to that conclusion that he doesn't like what we're saying because it's making the church look bad, then maybe you ought to think about that. Why are you shooting the messenger? We merely want to expound on these issues to give the person who's listening an opportunity to evaluate the facts that we are presenting. Now, while one Mormon might say it's negative, what do they do with all the other Mormons that we hear from that looked at it as being positive because it got them to think about where they were in light of eternity and what they were led to believe as a Latter-day Saint, and that had turned their thinking around and now would tell you that they have, as I had just recently a Mormon tell me, an experience with Jesus that they've never had before as a Latter-day Saint, and thanking God that we were there on this show.
Maybe you'd like to participate with us on this because we can't do this. We can't be on this radio station. We can't do the things that we do on the internet. We can't do the writing we do without the help of our supporters. If you're somebody who's been listening to the show and have never considered maybe offering a sacrificial gift, we could use those gifts because that's how we operate. We have expenses that maybe you don't think we have, but we've got a lot of different expenses that need to be covered.
Well, I just want to say that, yes, we do admit that we are controversial, but controversy isn't always bad. As Eric has said, if you like what we do and how we're doing it, if nothing else, that you will at least pray for us and that we can reach many more people with the truth of the Christian gospel.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Would you like to learn more about the Mormon religion while learning how to share your Christian faith? On Saturday, November 1st, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., MRM's Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson will be delivering their Compassionate Boldness Symposium Part 1 in Payson, Utah. This free PowerPoint presentation includes information on the Book of Mormon, the nature of the Godhead, and how the LDS version of salvation compares with the Bible. Once again, it all takes place on November 1st at Payson Bible Church, located at 11630 South Highway 198 in Payson. Everyone who comes gets a complimentary copy of the notes, and refreshments will be served. If you'd like more information, go to mrm.org and click on the link that says calendar at the upper left side of the homepage. No doubt, you won't want to miss this excellent opportunity to better understand the Mormon religion. We hope you'll make plans to join us.